David's approaching his apartment building, keys at the ready, when he sees attractive 40-something Rose draw near. He smiles, but she rolls her eyes and heads on inside. David follows her and they stand side by side at their mailboxes checking their post. David finds a letter marked Rent Due Final Notice, addressed to Rose.
How's work this evening?
What do you care?
Just asking.
No, just don't.
Fine. Well, is your dummy boyfriend around?
No. Jimmy's with his parents. Why?
Well, because Jimmy still owes me $400, so.
Well, maybe you shouldn't loan drugs to people.
All right. Good tip. Mm-hmm. See, what I was thinking is that maybe you could help him out, settle his debt for him.
Not a fucking chance.
Well, you know, you sure would be doing me a solid neighbor.
Oh, really? Neighbor? You're not a neighbor. You're a drug dealer whose apartment smells like cheese and feet.
Yeah, it's a candle I got from Anthropology. Cheesy feet. That's what they call it. It's a bestseller. Oh, Rose, got a piece of your mail here. You know, I'd lend you some money, but unfortunately, you know, we're not neighbors.
Oh, you're such a dick. Have fun dying alone, jerk.
Yeah, have fun digging out the singles from your crotch.
My crotch only takes 20s, David.
A fresh-faced teenage boy steps out of an apartment.
Hey, David.
Hi, Kenny.
So I heard you and Mrs. O'Reilly fighting.
It's called flirting, Kenny. You'll learn about it in college. What the hell are you doing up? It's almost 2. Where's your mom?
She went for a drink with a friend.
When?
Last week. So I got the whole place myself. Yeah. Rolling Han Solo for the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of rolling, I was
wondering... sell the kids, Kenny.
I'm 18. I'm gonna get my own place soon. Not a kid, David.
Yeah, you are. Take care.
Three street punks harass a girl outside.
Leave her alone!
Kenny runs out.
Unhand her.
Hey, leave her alone.
A punk with a knife shoves Kenny.
God damn it, Ken.
David strides over.
Huh? Hey, 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 easy, easy. What's going on here?
Mind your fucking business, old man.
Oh my God, you're a dude. Oh, that scared the hell out of me. Your voice was so much deeper than your bone structure.
These assholes are trying to steal my iPhone.
Wait, you have an iPhone? Aren't you homeless?
So? Fuck you, dude.
Okay, this was fun. Carry on. Come on, let's go.
What? No! These guys are picking on this girl and it's not fair.
The fuck you gonna do about a white boy? You some type of hero?
No, he's not a hero, all right? He's just a dumb kid. I got an idea. Leave the girl alone. You three, just move along, huh? What do you say?
Move along?
Yeah.
What, are you some kind of cop?
No, he's not a cop. He's actually really cool.
Thank you.
He's a drug dealer.
Really?
God damn it, Kenny.
Give me your backpack.
I don't want to fight.
Well, there's not going to be a fight. See, you either give me the backpack, or I'm going to stab you in the fucking neck and take it.
It's a real Sophie's choice here, huh? All right. Okay, backpack it is. Do you want that? Here we go.
He knocks the knife from the punk's hand.
Run, Kenny!
They leg it, and the homeless girl, Casey, strolls away casually with her phone to her ear.
Hey, sorry. I dropped my phone. Are we still going out tonight or what?
David sprints along a fire escape. His path down is blocked. The long-haired street punk blocks his retreat. He looks down at a dumpster below, hooks a leg over the railing, and tosses his bag down.
Sorry. Fucking dumb.
He jumps, but the bag knocks the dumpster lid shut, and he lands on it with a thud. He grimaces.
We got you now.
At his apartment.
Do whatever it's safe to. Take the cash.
It's not even my money. Take that, my boss will kill me.
They clean him out.
You okay, David? I can help. I'll call the cops.
Go.
Day. David sits in a cafe.
They can't resist.
He cancels call after call from one Brad Girdlinger. Anxious, he steps outside into the rain. A 4x4 screeches up, two burly black guys get out, and one zaps him with a taser. They pull a bag over his head, bundle him into the back, and drive off. His face is still covered as they lead him out of a lift in a glass-fronted office building.
Please don't tell me where we're going. I love surprises.
A receptionist.
All right, okay.
Can I help you?
Hi, you ordered two black guys?
One shoves him.
Oh, okay. This guy. Ah, David Clark, here to see Mr. Girdlinger, please.
I'll tell him you're here. Can I get you something to drink? Coffee, tea, fresca?
You know what? A fresca sounds really good.
You got it.
I appreciate that. Hey, hold on one sec. You guys want anything? It's on me. I'm gonna replenish those electrolytes. Don't want you cramping up later when you're jerking each other off. Nice meeting you.
David holds a can of drink as he's escorted into a room by the thugs.
Easy. Easy.
They throw him down.
Okay. I'm gonna hang out here if that's all right with you.
Oh, thanks. Thank you for that. That's very helpful.
Oh, David Clark! You're a hard man to find. Take it easy on the plastic.
Whoa. Whoa, Brad, what the fuck is this? What, look, man, I was gonna call you back. Do not kill me. I got robbed, okay? I swear.
Whoa. What? Oh, the plastic?
Yeah, the plastic. I've seen Dexter.
Buddy, I'm putting in a new skylight. You idiot.
You should have seen your face just now.
You shit a brick. Well, what am I supposed to think, man? I mean, you got these thugs throwing a bag over my head and all that? Come on.
I'm so sorry about that. I did not mean to freak you out.
It's fine.
You do know I have killed people, though, right?
Yeah, Brad, I know.
All right, have a seat.
In a shark tank.
Whoa, what the fuck is that?
What? Oh, my orca? Yeah, I bought an orca. I make a lot of money.
It eats one of his sharks.
So you bought a whale?
Well, I don't like sports cars.
Yeah.
So where's my money, David?
Come on, man. We go back.
Here's the thing, we do go back. But it's not college anymore, okay? We're not just selling lids out of my dorm room. And you owe me $43,000.
I told you, I got robbed, Brad. They took everything I had, man. This week's drop, 22 grand of my own money that I'd saved. I'm fucked.
Listen, this is a fucked up situation. But I might have a win-win for both of us.
Great.
I have a smidge of very choice marijuana down in Mexico, and I need it here by Sunday night. But my regular courier is out on account of the fact that he got gunned down. Anyway, that's where you come in. You could be my mule. I need someone I can trust. You go down to Mexico, bring it back here by Sunday night. Not only will I forgive your debt, I will pay you a standard courier fee of $100,000.
You're gonna give me 100 grand to move a smidge across the border?
Smidge and a half. It's nothing.
Dude, I got rolled by the fucking cast of Annie. Now I come walking in here and you're asking me to become an international drug dealer.
This is easy money, David. Come on, all you gotta do is pop down to Mexico, go to this address, and tell them you're there to pick up for Pablo Chacon.
Who the fuck is Pablo Chacon?
I am. Yo soy Pablo Chacon.
You don't get a lot of respect from the Mexicans when your name is Brad Gerdlinger, right? I mean, that's white in any language. See? Big Bad Brad thought of everything.
Sharp-suited Brad sits down opposite David.
I don't know. I don't think so, man. This is way out of my league. You know, if something goes wrong, that's a federal crime. Hell, if I get pinched at the border, trying to cross over with anything more than a pound, you're talking like,
25 years in a Mexican prison. And that's if you get a happy judge. Yeah. Not good. Although you're forgetting one thing.
What?
You don't have a fucking choice.
David sits with Kenny on the steps of his apartment building.
So now you're gonna become an even bigger drug dealer?
Drug smuggler, Kenny. There's a difference.
David reads about drug smuggling on his iPhone.
Well, you know, you're probably gonna get searched at the border. I mean, no offense, you look like a total drug dealer.
No shit. Thanks, dude.
You could wear a disguise.
What?
A disguise.
Okay, that's what I thought you said. A disguise. So what, I should dress up like, I don't know, what's the hot Halloween outfit these days? Bane? From Batman? Something like that? Or some over my fucking face? I mean,
oh, there's no drugs in here. You have nothing to worry about.
Great idea.
Hey, pardon me.
Hi. Sure hate to bug you fellas, but I'm trying to get the fam up to the zoo and I'm lost as all heck.
Yeah, fuck off, real life Flanders.
It's my fault. When it comes to reading maps, I sure can be an old flibbertigibbet.
Hey, no parking here, sir.
Perfect. Fucking tourists.
Oh, jeez. I'm awful sorry, officer. I just don't know which way is up around here.
No problem. Our city can get confusing sometimes.
We're trying to find our way to the zoo.
It's two blocks up that way.
As the police officer gives directions to the oh-so-wholesome family of four, David gets to his feet.
Holy fucking shit!
The woman gawps.
Thank you, dickheads!
At work, Rose sashays through the club in a peroxide blonde wig.
Rose, guy at the bar asked for you by name. Treat him nice.
All smiles, she goes to the bar where a man stands with his back to her.
Hi, I'm Rose.
Hi.
It's David.
No.
Todd points emphatically at a chair where David has sat down for a lap dance. She takes David's money.
And hey, don't worry. You don't have to get naked and all that stuff. I mean, unless you want to, you know.
She plonks herself on him.
What do you want?
How would you like to spend 4th of July weekend making 10 grand?
What?
All right, Rose, listen. All I'm asking is that you go to Mexico with me this weekend. All right? And then you and me, we drive home together in an RV.
Mm-hmm.
And that RV has a little bit of pot in it.
Drug dealing?
No, it's not drug dealing. It's not.
No, it's smuggling.
Are you out of your mind?
Rose, listen to me, please. Mm. Now, me crossing the border by myself? Mm-hmm. Huge red flag. Huge, all right? But families, they don't get a second look. So, Rose, I need you to be my wife.
That is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Look, Rose, $10,000 and your flight's already paid for it.
You can't buy me.
I'm not buying you, all right? I'm renting you.
Oh.
Like Pretty Woman.
Pretty Woman? She was a prostitute. And I don't trust you.
She stalks off. David returns to the apartment building where Kenny sits waiting.
So what did she say?
What the fuck do you think? She said no.
Cool. So I guess it's just us then. Little father and son bonding trip to Mexico.
Are you kidding me? You and me traveling alone in a van is gonna look like the pervert Olympics. No way. Absolutely not. No, we need a girl. And unless you can think of someone that can leave town tomorrow, I'm fucked.
I know a girl.
The homeless girl, Casey, stealing money from a newspaper stand.
I don't get it. What's in it for me?
Well, I'm thinking maybe a roof over your head, some actual hot food. That'd be good enough.
I'm thinking $1,000.
Fine. $1,000, but that's it.
Great. And if we get caught, I'll say you drugged and kidnapped me. Cool?
Yeah, it's cool. Yeah, that's fine.
But that's it. Kenny, meet your new sister.